It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And, well, just imagine you teach biology at Bellevue University. You're hoping to create a native garden, help some outdoor sustainability, get the opportunity to have some wildlife and insect life right there for your students to look at on a regular basis. Well, what do? Maybe you get a little help from Greener Towns program of the Nebraska State Arboretum. With me, Dr. Tyler Moore, assistant professor of Bellevue University, has done just that. Good morning.
Great to have you here today. Me.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Tell us about this program. This is a very fascinating program you have here.
So what we're really interested in doing here is building a native garden outside of Bellevue University for people of the community to come and enjoy, students to learn, be able to go out and see and observe native organisms in the natural environment, and have be able to kind of showcase a part of Nebraska's heritage that's sometimes lost, and that's the prairie. So I grew up in Nebraska, and we would go out on camping trips every weekend that was nice out. And most of those camping trips were not out to the mountains. They were to areas around Nebraska. So I grew up with the native grasses, the native wildflowers. And I think we're missing a little bit of that. And so part of the goal of this is to get people reconnected to this beautiful prairie heritage of Nebraska.
You and I were talking before we started this interview today, and about how, you know, of course, very important to we hear every year, especially when the monarchs are coming in town. You know, boy, it's important to have the pollinators there. They talk a lot about the milkweed, which is a natural, an indigenous pollinator here. But you know, to have plants and everything for the insects to eat and all that stuff. But you were talking about there's a difference between the indigenous natural plants here, and if you're just grabbing any old flower or grass. Can you explain that difference and why it's important?
Right. So many flowers will be attractive to pollinators, and they can come and get the nectar. But what's really important is to have native species where the larval life cycle stages are well adapted. So many of the monarchs, other butterflies, insects, and even many species of bees, the native bees, other insects as well, they are well adapted to laying their eggs and developing the caterpillar in the larval stages on particular species. So when we don't have those native plants around, we may see these insects coming to be attracted to the flowers, but they're not growing, they're not reproducing on those plants. And so they're not really as beneficial to the environment as you might think they are, just because you're seeing these insects there. So you need those native plants in order for these insects to reproduce. And many of them are very specific and may only have one species that they use as a host plant.
So, would the analogy be, so instead of the insects stopping by to have a little bit of junk food at a drive-thru, what they really need is the good sustainer food and a good place to live?
Right. So probably the most common one would be milkweed. So it's an obligate host plant for monarchs. So monarchs will only lay their eggs on a milkweed plant, and the caterpillars will only hatch and then eat that milkweed plant. They're well adapted to that. But the adult monarch is less picky. They will eat the flowers of milkweed. They love it, but they'll eat other things as well. So if you want monarchs in particular, you need milkweed. And other flowers for the adult are valuable, but if they're close by proximity to milkweed plants, the adults get attracted to the flowers, and then they can lay their eggs on the milkweed, and then you're increasing the population.
I see.
And this is the same case for many other species as well. So if you're interested in a broad range of insects, you need a broad range of host plants.
Was there can you kind of talk about how the planning has gone in laying this out so that, you know, you don't just willy-nilly throw this plant and that plant next to each other? There's a little bit of choreography there, isn't there?
Right. There is. So we're working with somebody named Benjamin Voigt. So he's out of Lincoln. And actually, his book was one of the things that started inspiring this movement. And so he's working with us on this project. He's our designer. And so he's the expert in making sure we have the right combination of plants to have very low maintenance, that we don't need to be watering or fertilizing, because we obviously don't want to be doing that, and also attracting a broad number broad range of insect species, bird species. And so that's kind of our goal there. So he's really our expert.
Very good. When do you anticipate this will be done and the public can come on down and really enjoy?
Well, we'd love to have some volunteers help with the planting as soon as all this snow melts.
Sure.
So we're going to be starting this spring and then in the fall as well.
Is there a website?
So we can, we'd love to have people check out sciencecenter.bellevue.edu.
Sciencecenter.bellevue.edu.
Right. And if you come look at that, you can get in touch with us. If you're interested in volunteering to come help, if you just like plants, and then even if you want to come down later after we have everything done and enjoy, that's
perfect. That's Dr. Tyler Moore, assistant professor at Bellevue University. We return to Morning Edition right now.